When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today is our final episode of 2022. I cannot believe that this year is gone. I remember making the like vision board episode last year for this year. And I mean, I'm actually looking at my vision board right now because it is my like desktop background on my computer. And a lot of it has happened. I mean, I do have an engagement ring on my vision board and I still don't have a boyfriend, but that's fine. Most of the things on here have happened. So I am like 90% pleased with my vision board, and that's not all that bad. I really do apologize in advance because I clearly woke up with a cold today. I have like the stuffiest nose ever. I like keep redoing my intro because I can't say certain words properly. It's a little congested up in here, but I am gonna do my best to get through this one. I feel like I was stuffy a couple weeks ago too. I'm like vaguely remembering myself apologizing for the stuffy nose. But yeah, it's back. It's just that time of the year. 2022 has honestly been amazing. This year has been so good. First things first, with For the Girls, this podcast has grown so much this year. We are on our way to 1 million downloads, which is crazy because For the Girls is only a year old. So to have almost a million downloads in a year is just beyond me. And this community has grown so much. And I love doing the Dear Victoria segment and you guys coming to me for advice and giving me your scenarios and just getting to share and talk with you and give you my insight. It's honestly such a pleasure, and it's something that I really truly love and I'm so passionate about. And seeing the success that we have had with For the Girls in 2022, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in 2023. There's so much I want to do, so many people I want to interview and talk to, just so much that I want to explore with the podcast and grow. And I love this podcast so much, and I thank you all so much for loving it as well. If you have not yet, please leave reviews for me. So on the Apple Podcast app, you can leave 5 stars, and you could also type out a review, which helps so much. I currently have a rating of 4.8 because there are a few haters that gave me 1 star. I'll take all the help that I could get with the 5 stars. So send me some 5 stars on there and type out a review there. And then on Spotify, you can leave, I think, 5 stars as well. Yeah. So on Spotify, I'm at a 4.6. So we gotta bump that baby up. So if you could leave me 5 stars on Spotify, that will mean so much to me. You can't type out a review there, so it's just really quick and simple, literally just to click the 5 stars. That will help this podcast to get on more charts and to grow, and ultimately just to allow me to be able to give you guys even more content. And of course, as per usual, the email for the Dear Victoria segment is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. So you could always send me your questions and scenarios there. Aside from being really proud of the growth of For the Girls this year, I'm also really proud after 2 years of being in the works that I was able to finally launch Vixen the Label this year. If you're not familiar with it, it is my first official brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie. It was my longest project, my biggest investment that I've ever made, and it has honestly been amazing. I do have a whole podcast episode out about it if you're not familiar with the backstory of the brand and all that. It came out on October 10th and it's titled It's Official, Introducing Vixen the Label. And I really think that that's a good episode for you all to listen to, just to kind of get to know me on a different level, like on a different layer of me, just me as an entrepreneur and my spirit and the highs and lows of entrepreneurship and how much work and time and money and effort and everything goes into launching a brand. It's not my most typical episode where I talk about like manifesting and, you know, feminine energy and all that kind of stuff. But it is informative and educational for anyone who wants to just hear about the entrepreneur journey, and someone who needs that inspiration and understanding if they want to start their own brand or a business of their own. Or even if not, if you just want to hear, if you're just interested in hearing how Vixen the Label came to be, the whole journey behind it, what it's like launching a brand, my inspo behind all the pieces. Like I talk through each of the 6 pieces because this collection one is a collection of 6 pieces. So I have a corset and a thong, a bra and a brief, a bodysuit and a play suit. If you have not shopped Vixen the Label yet, it's VICSEN. thelabel.com. I finally just got up, like there's a pop-up window where you can sign up for the newsletter, and now it's able to give you 10% off when you sign up for that. So make sure to sign up for the newsletter that pops up when you go on the website, and then you'll get an email to subscribe. Like you have to accept the newsletter subscription, and once you accept that, then you will get the email that sends you a code to put in so that you can shop and get 10% off. And I also allow that code to be combined with the free shipping code, which is, it gives you free shipping for all orders within the US that are over $100 US. So you can get both. If your order is over $100, you'll get free shipping and 10% off. So head to Vixen the Label, because a lot of sizes are starting to really sell out now. We are 2 months. Yeah, October. It launched on October. So we're like 2 months in. And yeah, the pieces are like, I'm just proud. It's a slow burn. It's not an overnight success, but the goal is not to be a one-hit wonder. I want it to have sustainability and longevity. So I'm, you know, really just appreciating the journey, and I'm patient and I'm trusting the process. But yeah, some sizes are definitely low in inventory or getting sold out. So check that out and go shop, get yourself some lingerie. And the reason why I call it women's feminine clothing and lingerie is because you can wear some of the pieces like more than just as lingerie. And lastly, while I just talk about myself for a little bit longer, lastly on the long, ever long list of things about myself that I'm so proud of accomplishing. Oh my God, I am completely kidding, but I am looking at my vision board while I say this, and I honestly did not even intend on like kicking off this episode with talking about these things, but looking at the vision board and seeing the things that I put on there that actually were accomplished this year is just insane. Like because I can just remember the feeling of when I put it on the vision board, like, hope I do this year. I plan on it, but you never know. Like, and the fact that it happened is just like, wow. Like, you should be proud of yourself. You should not be afraid to really just honor the emotions that you have around seeing your accomplishments come to life. So anyway, like I said, lastly, this year I launched my private confidence coaching, and I'm obsessed. Like, this has probably been the most fulfilling and rewarding job I've ever had, because this private coaching is just, it is so special. Like, that one-on-one time with my clients is unreal. And I have one client who's on, we just finished week 3, and week 1 was good, you know, it was a little bit of an intro, but week 2 we really hit like some crazy breakthroughs. And so on week 3 last week when we talked, she was like, dude, you have no idea what my last week has been like from week 2 to now week 3. Like, my life has changed already in a week. The things that you have said just like flipped a switch in my head. And now like I am already in a new perspective, a new mindset. I feel so good. I feel so confident. I'm so happy. I booked a trip. I'm doing this. I'm really feeling this like self-love and freedom and independence. And I like could not be happier. And I'm not kidding that happened in a matter of 1 week. Like from week 2 to week 3, that was the update that she gave me. So I am not kidding when I say the one-on-one coaching is just, it's so special. And I cannot recommend it enough. So if you guys have not inquired about one-on-one coaching, the link to that will be in the show notes, because I really, really, really think if you get yourself a confidence coach like me, you're going to see such a transformation in your life. It is the best investment that you could possibly make into yourself. I really can say that. And I'm not just talking about like me, like I'm the best investment you can make into yourself, but the work, like the knowledge, the challenging yourself, all of this, like it is going to be so worth it. And I know that some people can't necessarily afford it, so maybe you can't do it today, but if you make this a priority to save up for, you will not regret it. I'm telling you. But coming soon in a few weeks, I will have the information on the group course information, like the group course details. So I don't have it yet, but if you have not gotten on the wait list for the group confidence coaching program that I will come out with in 2023, that link will also be in the show notes. I highly recommend that you get on there. It will definitely be a little bit lower in price than the private coaching, so it might be better for some of you, but really it's going to be really special for those of you who want a community. Like, you don't just want one-on-one, you want to do the work with a group. It's going to be a really amazing group coaching program, so make sure to get on the wait list because the details for that are coming soon. Anyway, I'm done. I promise I'm done. But I just want to make sure that everyone is entering 2023 embodying the highest level of confidence. And that's everything that I offer. You want to elevate your mind? Listen to For the Girls. Help For the Girls grow. Be an engaged part of this community. You want to feel sexy and physically confident? Get Vixen the Label. You will feel like a goddess wearing the pieces of Vixen the Label. You want to just step into the 2.0 version of yourself where you feel absolutely untouchable and unfuckwithable? Girl, confidence coaching. Get with the program. Everything that I'm offering, everything that I'm talking about is made and built to help you become the most divine and most confident woman of your dreams. And like I said, step into that 2.0 self. So that's why I share. That's why I'm sharing. It is all to help you. Now let's get into the episode. We are talking about becoming the luckiest girl ever. That is the energy of 2023. I am the luckiest girl alive. This is all about a mindset. This does not mean if you're lucky winning scratch-offs or lottery tickets or whatever it is. This is the mindset of, I get everything that I want. I only want what wants me. I don't fear rejection because everything I want, I get. And if something doesn't go my way, then it's simply not for me. That's it. I'm making the space. I'm keeping the space open until I get exactly what is for me. So when you really channel this mindset, you can start to tap into, wow, I'm so fucking lucky. I'm so fucking lucky. I literally get everything I want. I never get rejected. Why would I fear rejection? Because I don't get rejected. And I know that it might be easier said than done, but think about it. What are the things that you want that you don't get? Really, what is it? A job? Well, why would you want to work somewhere that doesn't hold the space for you? You obviously don't want that job if they didn't hire you or see the value in you, because you want the job that has the space for you and thinks that you are the best person for this role and responsibility. So when you get that job, it'll just go to show, this is what was lined up for me. Even if I didn't get it when I thought I was gonna get it, I got it in divine timing, and it just goes to show, I get everything I want. I am the luckiest girl in the world.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And when it comes to work and business, if you're not seeing the results that you want, this is going to sound very Kim K of me, but work harder. Get your fucking ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. I'm kidding, but work harder. You know what one of my favorite little like quotes, like sayings is? The harder I work, the luckier I get. Let that sink in. Do you ever notice when you feel like a resentment or a jealousy when you play the comparison game towards someone, a girl or whoever, who just lives the life that you want, and you're like, she's making so much money and she's at the top of her game and she's traveling and she's doing this, she's so fucking lucky, oh my God, I want that, blah, blah, blah. Do you realize how hard that person is working? There's a reason why you're watching them, because they work their fucking ass off. Get your fucking ass up and work. I just love that. But they're working. And the harder they're working, the luckier they're getting. And people have called me lucky before. And it's a different kind of lucky than what I'm talking about here. Like this type of luck that I'm saying, oh, I'm the luckiest girl in the world, is not the way that they're saying it. They're saying it in the way that's like, you're like almost like to say you're not deserving of what you get because you're just so lucky you didn't earn it. Like, oh, they need to explain why you're successful. Like I've had people try to justify their lack of success by explaining my success. Like, oh, she only gets this because of that. She's just lucky. She gets that. So that's like a hater energy. It's not the same energy as what I am talking about. So when people have that negative hater type energy where they're telling you or saying about you that you just get certain things because you're lucky, or they just explain you only get this because you got that, remember what I just said. The harder I work, the luckier I get. I don't just have a lingerie brand. I spent 2 years building and failing at building a lingerie brand. I don't just have almost a million downloads on For the Girls. I put full-time hours into this podcast that does not even make me full-time money because I'm going to work hard at it to build it to get to where I want to be. So when the time does come that I am making full-time money on this, no one better turn around and tell me, well, you only get this because you have that. No, no, no. It's the hours and the effort and the energy that I put into it. The harder I work, the luckier I get. So when it comes to the job, the business, whatever it is that you want, whatever you have goals around, tell yourself that. Work harder. Put more time, put more energy, find that passion again. Sometimes we lose our steam, and I go through these phases too. I will catch myself sometimes talking about, I don't want to work, I don't want to do anything, I don't feel passionate, I don't feel driven, I don't feel excited. It happens. It's like a level of anxiety, maybe a little bit of like a depression type of feeling. Like we all go through these sorts of things. And yeah, I'll notice that there are certainly times where my language is very different around work, but then I end up snapping out of it and I'm like, oh wait, I have this idea. This is so exciting. Like I want to do this. I can't wait to do that. Like now I have this plan and now I have this goal. Like I just have to refuel my fire sometimes and find my passion again. And then I come out bigger and better and more successful and luckier. What's another thing that makes you feel like you don't get everything you want? Maybe with guys. And you all know your girl every year, like I said, engagement ring on the vision board, ending the year still without a boyfriend. And one might say like, oh, well, you don't get everything you want. And maybe to a degree, it would be true because I don't physically have a boyfriend in this moment, but it's not to say that I will never. I will get what I want. It might not just be in the timing that I had planned. It's going to be in the divine timing that God and the universe has planned for me that I just can't see right now. So that's perfectly fine. But what I will say is when it comes to dating, I have such an abundant mindset around men and dating that, yes, I do embody this I'm the luckiest girl in the world energy. So, for example, there was a guy that I was seeing a few weeks ago, I don't know. And we went on a few dates and we were talking, not like every single day, but often enough. And then there was one last time that he had asked me to get together, and it was a Friday night. And I wasn't home. I was out of town. So when I answered him and I said, no, I'm not available, I could just feel that that was going to be the end of it. Like I could feel it in that moment that that was going to be the last time he tried to make plans. Like the energy was just off. There was like a little bit of miscommunication. Like throughout that week, I feel like this was like his last attempt of like, let's just see what this can be. And when I said no, I think it was just like, okay, we're done here. I am not kidding when I say 20 minutes later, 20 minutes after I said I can't come, he replied with some stupid ass comment that I just didn't even answer. I just left it alone. I got a text from somebody else saying, oh my God, I just met this guy. And like, I want to set you up. Like, I think that like you guys might be a good match. Now, is he my boyfriend? No. But my point is that as soon as one thing ended, I'm not kidding, 20 minutes later, there was another person that came into my life. And it's not chance. It's not coincidence. It is because I get everything I want. It is because I have an abundant mindset. It is because I am the luckiest girl in the world. And when I say this, you guys, I am not saying at all, because I know how some people hear things. I am not saying I'm the luckiest girl in the world, which means you guys can be the second or the third or the fourth luckiest girls in the world. Like, no, I want everyone to think of themselves as the luckiest girl in the world. I want everyone to think of themselves as the girl who gets whatever she wants. Nobody is luckier than me. I just get everything in the best, most beautiful, abundant, divine timing. And when that happened, I almost like laughed when I looked at my phone. I was like, this is the true moment where it's like one door closes, another door opens. It's wonderful. So let me make it clear what you have to 100% stop doing in 2023. Number one is trying to control everything. You cannot control life. Life is bigger than you. The universe, God, spirit, whatever it is that you believe in, is so much bigger than you. And whatever plans they have for you is going to overpower whatever plans you have for yourself. So no matter what goes wrong, or no matter what doesn't work out in your favor in that exact moment, you have to trust. Trust the process. Trust divine timing. Allow your feminine energy to flow. Because when you start getting angry or manipulative or controlling, you are stepping into that masculine energy. And quite frankly, it's not your divine masculine energy. There's a difference in energy. When the masculine, whether it be from a male or female, doesn't matter, but when the masculine energy in its most mature divine way is showing up, it's by being productive and powerful and positive and assertive and getting shit done. But when you start to just try to control things from a place of ego, from a place of anger, from a place of like, ugh, this didn't work and now I need to fix this and that, like, that is not your mature masculine energy. That is not your divine masculine energy speaking at all. That is your wounded, toxic masculine energy, and you want to cut that energy out in 2023. You want to embody and step into your divine, mature, feminine energy all of 2023, because it is a much softer year. Like, 2023 is just going to be a year of the energy of like flowing and letting it be. So that's what you need to step into. I can only control what I can control, and anything other than that is not for me, not my cross to bear, not my journey. I'm just going to sit back, relax, and let the energy flow. So that's the energy that you like need to stop having and start having. And the other thing that you need to stop doing in 2023 is playing the comparison game. Stop looking at what other people are doing or receiving or getting or having. It doesn't matter if they are getting what you want faster than you. It is their timeline, not yours. It might be easier said than done, but think of it like this. While you are looking at them and comparing to them, thinking how they are getting everything you want and they're getting it bigger and better and faster, they are not looking at you and thinking that you're getting it slower. They are not thinking of you at all. They are not thinking, look, I got a house, or I got engaged, or I'm pregnant, or I'm getting married, or I had a baby, and Victoria didn't have any of that. I got a house, Victoria didn't. I got engaged, Victoria didn't. I had a baby, Victoria didn't. I got married, Victoria didn't. No one is thinking that. So while you're looking at them, thinking, oh my God, they have everything that I want and they're getting it hand delivered to them on a silver fucking platter, they are not looking at you like, look at that peasant who doesn't have anything that I have. Like, that's just not happening. And it's not like I'm trying to say that you think people are thinking of you, but realistically, like, when you play this comparison game and when you're getting in your head, why? For who? Literally for who? You're the only person who knows the timeline that you're setting on yourself. So you could change that timeline at any given point. You're not like getting on your Instagram like, all right, guys, here's the timeline of my life. Here's when I want to have kids. Here's when I want to get a house. Here's when I want to get my dream job. Like, and then you touch base like, all right, update. Let's reconvene here. Group huddle. So I did not get engaged by the time I wanted. So here's the new plan. I did not get the house by the time I wanted, so here's my new plans for the house. Like, you're not doing that. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. You're only setting yourself up for disappointment, so stop setting yourself up for disappointment. Stop trying to control shit. Stop comparing to other people. Let things flow and be happy for other people. And actually, what you should do when you go through those moments is switch the mindset to see these things as affirmations. I believe I talked about this in a podcast episode. I don't remember which one it was, but let me look at my notes real quick. Yeah, so I don't know which episode I talk about it, but in May 26th is when I wrote the note in my iPhone, like my iPhone notes. So it says May 26, 2022 at 12:03 p.m. I wrote down affirmations. One, girl by the pool was sent by her boyfriend. So this was a girl I met at the pool. Sorry if this is redundant if you heard me talk about this in that episode, but a girl I met who was sitting at the pool. I sent myself on a solo trip to Miami. I was sitting at the one hotel. I met a girl same age as me. We were just talking. I said, yeah, I'm there alone. She said, she's there alone. And she's like, my boyfriend sent me here because he broke his knee and I have been like helping him and basically nursing him back to health. And so he said, take a week to yourself, take my card, whatever. Booked her a flight, booked her a trip, the whole thing to Miami. And I could have been like, wow, this girl's the same age as me, has a man flying her out to Miami on her own solo trip because she deserves it. Like, woe is me. That's how I could have felt, but I didn't. I wrote it down on my phone and I'm like, affirmations. Like, this is the universe telling me this is what's possible. This is what is out there. This is why I shouldn't lower my standards, because I want someone like that. I want someone who appreciates me and can spoil me and treat me like that. Then there's other things on there as well. I put number two. Girl at dinner went to Tulum for her second date. Oh, okay, I know what that is. That was another girl I met. We went to dinner and she was telling me about her boyfriend. They were together for a few months, like maybe 3 months only at this point. And I was like, wow, like it's new. That's so exciting. And she was like, yeah, but we moved like really fast. We went on our first date and like say the date was like on a Wednesday. It was like during the week. He said to her, want to go to Tulum this weekend? And that was that. For their second date, only a few days after their first date, he took her on a trip to Tulum. And it was like such a lovely trip. She was showing me photos, stayed at a luxury, beautiful hotel. I'm like, oh my God, like this is what's out there. Like this is why I remain patient, because I don't deserve less than this shit. Like this is the life that I give myself, that I treat myself. I take myself to Tulum. I take myself to Miami. I stay at Casamalca. I stay at the one hotel. I give myself luxury experiences. Why would I be with someone who can't give to me what I already give to myself? If I could spoil myself and treat myself, and then I see that girls get this by their man, then I sure as hell am not going to lower my standards, because this exists. So I see these things as affirmations, not like negative comparisons that are like, wow, that girl gets that and I don't. It's just like, let me write that down, because on May 26th at 12 o'clock, I need to make sure that I have down like all of the signs that were placed right in front of me from the universe. And I had one more as well. And it says, woman at the pool is my age. Stay-at-home mom. Oh, never mind. Woman at the pool's daughter is my age. And she's a stay-at-home mom and pregnant with her second kid. So I met a lady at the pool. She asked me how old I was. And when I said that I was 27, she's like, oh my God, my daughter is 27. Do you have kids or anything? And I'm like, no. And she was like, oh, my daughter is, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom. Her man is, I think he was like a lawyer or a doctor or something like that, like very successful. And she said, yeah, she has a kid and she's pregnant with her second kid and blah, 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 whatever. She was just telling me about her daughter. And again, could have made me feel like shit, did not. Wrote it down in my notes as affirmations, because this was God and the universe telling me on my trip alone, my solo trip, like, it's coming. It exists. It's there. You're gonna get everything you want. Just stay patient a little bit longer. Keep the space open a little bit longer. You are the luckiest girl in the world. You're gonna get exactly what you want. Don't worry. Another thing that we need to do this coming year that's going to help our mindset on a daily basis just ultimately be better is to set daily goals for ourselves. And that's by introducing new habits, daily actions, rather than only setting these big, huge goals that we put on the vision board, like here's everything I want to happen in 2023. That's all great. And I think everyone should have one. And now that I'm looking at mine, I'm going to have to make it again for 2023. I'm going to have to update it. But in any case, Start introducing really small habits that will just change your everyday life, because that's what allows you to see the bigger goals actually come to fruition. So like, if you're not doing self-care, get that on your everyday non-negotiables list. Make sure that you get it done. Do not negotiate that. If you're not doing meditation, if you're not journaling, like, make sure to add these habits to your list. Make little fitness goals, like getting outside, going for a walk, going to the gym, taking a boxing class, taking a Pilates class. Like, not that you're going to do all of that every single day, obviously, but like, spread them out. Like, each week, you know, you want to take a new sort of class. Every day you want to go for a little walk, like whatever it might be, just get your body moving and grooving, get yourself feeling good. Cause when you look good, you feel good. Your mindset feels right. Like, there is no better or more important discipline than the discipline that we set around our health. And let me be the one to tell you that I am no gym rat. Like, I do not go to the gym every single day. I don't love the gym all that much, but I love feeling good. It is very important. My health is just very, very, very important. And your health has to be a non-negotiable. You cannot negotiate the importance of your health, especially if you want to really embody that strong 2.0 feminine woman that you are. That version of you is healthy. That version of you feels good from the inside out. So get yourself a good skincare routine, a good hair care routine. You guys know that I can always hook you up with hair. I always have that linked in my bios and all that. But get yourself on good routines, fitness, food, everything, and you will just feel so much better. 2023 to me is going to be another big investment year into like my look. Like, I've been getting a little bit bored now because of the fact that like, I took my extensions out, like my hair extensions, my lash extensions, I dissolved my filler, but like, now I'm getting bored again. So there's a couple of different like cosmetic things that I want to reinvest into, and I'll share that with you guys. Like, I'll share the journey. Oh, did I tell you guys that I'm doing Invisalign? I don't know if I shared it on this podcast. I know I shared it on Instagram and TikTok, but I will tell you guys here, I'm doing Invisalign and I'm starting that process in January. So that's a whole other thing. Like, that's, I guess, cosmetic to a degree. Like, that's, you know, your face, that's your look. So I'm doing Invisalign. I'll be sharing that whole entire journey with you guys over, you know, the whole year of doing Invisalign. I'm going to do some like, you know, cosmetic stuff with my face. I'll share that when I do it. It's just, I want to get back into like reinvesting into cosmetics. And speaking of fitness classes, how I just mentioned boxing, I'm curious how many of you girls are in Hoboken or in Jersey, semi close to Hoboken, and would want to join me if I host a boxing class, because I do boxing, you know, once a week. And I was talking with my coach and I was just saying, there's so many girls that I want to do boxing. Like, I love boxing so much. I wish more people would do it. Like, it's hard. I'm not great at boxing, but I have a lot of fun. And I just think it's such a good like arm workout. Everyone talks about like Pilates arms. And I know that that's amazing. I haven't been big into Pilates, but I know that the girls who do it look unreal. But my arms are so sore after boxing. Like, it's unreal. And so I was just saying, there's so many girls I want to do it. He was like, bring them, like, do a class. So if you guys are in or around Hoboken in New Jersey, let me know if you'd be down to join me. It'd probably be like a free class, just something to try out. And I think that that'd be really fun to do together. So like I said, invest into you, into your health, into your look. You will almost never regret it. There are certainly times where I've regretted how much lip filler I had. We're not going to talk about that. But for the most part, all the good stuff, you will never regret. You'll never regret feeling good about yourself. So invest. Invest your time, your effort, your energy, your money. That I've learned that that's what high maintenance means. It just means maintaining yourself. Like, high maintenance is not a bad thing. If you maintain the way that you feel, if you maintain the way that you look, that takes a lot of effort. So yes, that is high maintenance, and I am team high maintenance. And that's just how we have to treat everything. We have to maintain ourselves aside from how we're gonna look and feel. It's just everything in 2023, like maintaining your standards, maintaining your boundaries, maintaining your morals, your values. Don't just try to take what you can get. If one person is giving you attention and you're like, I really want that relationship, don't like change who you are just to, you know, get that attention from that person, because then you're putting the value into the attention and into the person, and you're removing all the value from everything that you've ever believed in, your standards, your morals, your values. So make sure that what you're receiving aligns with what you want. Make sure that it's like compatible for you. And don't be afraid to keep declining until it's exactly what you want. That's what 2023 energy is all about. Remind yourself, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I'm going to get anything and everything I want. I do get anything and everything I want. And I decline everything that is not that. If it is not exactly what I want, and if it does not feel perfectly right to me, I will be declining at this time and forever. And if anyone or anything is making you doubt that and making you feel like you're asking for too much, just remind yourself why you want more, why you want better. That's it. Like, and you don't need to explain that to anybody. As long as you know it within yourself, as long as it feels right to you, that is all that matters. To everybody else, point blank period, I want more. Final answer. I want more. I give more, so I deserve more. I want more because I want to give more. I want us to match each other's energy in everything. And I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm talking about every aspect of life. Work, friends, family, partnerships, literally anything. I don't want like to be putting more into something that I'm not getting back into. I give more, so I want more. That is my final answer. And they're either going to get it or they're not. And it's either going to be meant for you or it's not. If it's meant for you, it will not miss you. You will have it. Like I said, you're the luckiest girl in the world. You will have every single thing that is meant for you. If it's meant for you, you will have it. If it's not meant for you, then make sure to open up. Get ready because something bigger and better is coming. But don't be closed off. Don't be controlling. Don't be comparing. Don't be feeling bad about yourself. Remove those blockages and open up, because if this thing that's in front of you right now is not meant for you, you need to keep the space open because something else is coming. And that is all we have for today and for 2022. So I will see you girls next time, and that will be in 2023. Bye, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.